connected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Minutes, 17 seconds to go in this game. John Audius with you, courtside at the Kohl Center in Madison as the Badgers trail the Gophers 57-43. Minnesota has never trailed in this game. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for a legal ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
57-43, Minnesota leads Wisconsin, but the Badgers have outscored the Gophers 13-8 in the fourth quarter. But still, a very large lead for the Gophers right now. It's at 14 points. Only Wisconsin Badger in double figures today has been Sarah Williams. She has just completed her fifth straight double-double. 14 points, 10 rebounds. It is her 10th double-double this season, her 32nd of her career. After that, in the scoring column for the Badgers, after the 14 from Williams, it's 8 points from Porter and 8 points from Douglas. So we'll see what Wisconsin can do down the stretch of this one, down 14. Minnesota with the basketball in the lead. It's Battle, left corner, defended by the freshman Spasovsky. Short corner jumper is missed, but an offensive rebound by Hart brings it back out to Battle, and a quick timeout by Minnesota. So a quick timeout there taken by Don Plitzer-White, and it'll be Gophers ball with 7 seconds on the shot clock. Guess that shot did not touch the rim from Battle. Hart got it right back out to Battle, but Coach Plitzer-White was like, you know what, let's talk about this thing. That was a quick timeout. Well, Wisconsin coming off a loss on Saturday to Indiana. That was their first Big Ten loss of the season. Badgers had their first conference win of the year back on December 8th against Rutgers. And coming into today, they've won 5 of their last 6. Obviously, that loss last time out. But after today, the Badgers will start next month on the road for 2, on a road trip to face new Big Ten teams, Oregon and Washington. McKinney misses a 3 after the inbounds pass, and now a foul called against the Gophers. So it'll be Wisconsin ball. .358 to go in this one. Here's Porter. Her team down by 14. Porter. Outside left, long 2, hoisted up and it's in. Started backing down McKinney on the left arc and then decides to pull the trigger on a long jumper. Okay, down to 12, 3:36 to go. Here's Battle, defended by Leitzinger. Battle at the right elbow. Goes to the corner where it is grabbed by Heyer. Brings it back out. Finds Battle. Shot clock's at 10. Battle long 2. That one's no good. Who has it? Down low, it's Minnesota. Ripped away. I believe that was Grahalski. Now Hart catches. Mid post right. Banging into Williams. Soft hook is missed. Hart again. Tries it again. Short again and a foul.
That's foul number 25, Sarah Williams. That's her 4th personal foul. 15 foul.
So Hart steps to the free throw line for Minnesota. 57-45, and these are big free throws for the 6'5" senior. 52% free throw shooter this season from the line. And that one rims out. All right. Hart is 1 of 4 at the free throw line today. Another big one. That one's no good. Ball tipped into the hands of McCray. Wisconsin has it, down 12. Spasovsky hands off Porter, left side. 3 minutes to play. Porter, left baseline drive up. No, and a foul. Blocked, but a foul, and Porter steps to the free throw line. Stops the clock with 2 minutes and 58 seconds to go.
Second personal foul, second team.
So here is Porter at the free throw line for the UW. Big free throws, can get it to 10. First one is going to hang on the front rim and fall off, no good. First free throw miss of the day for Porter. A note, Williams out there playing with four fouls. Next one, missed them both. Two big misses at the free throw line for Wisconsin. McKinney races into the front court. Brings it back out as she penetrated, now has it high right side. Williams giving her all sorts of space. The freshman McKinney, left hand drive on McCray, kicking out Grahalski. Shot clock's at 10, 2:39 to go in the game. 12-point Minnesota lead, Grahalski with it. Defended by the freshman Spasovsky, around a screen by Hart, running to the rim, missed it with the left hand. Rebound corralled by Williams, 2:25 to go. Do the Badgers have enough for one more push? Gotta make their move now. Porter to Spasovsky, right corner. The freshman bounces it back to Porter. 2:15 to play. McCray sets the screen. Porter has it, right arc. Porter now changes direction to the free throw line. Leaves it off for Leitzinger. Shot clock to 7. Leitzinger trying to get down low. Forces up a shot. It got deflected. It's picked up by Minnesota. Up ahead, Grahalski's all alone. Layup in. Minute 50 to go. 59-45. That might have did it right there. Porter, a drive, a kick to Spasovsky. In the right corner, off to McCray. Now Williams inside, left shoulder turn, right hand, no, but a foul. So it'll be Sarah Williams stepping to the free throw line, stopping the clock with a minute 42. Two big free throws missed by Porter would have got it to 10. And then the Badgers had nothing on offense, where Leitzinger just kind of chucked up a shot in the lane and it got deflected and was short. Porter comes out now, Jimenez comes in. And now Williams at the line with Minnesota holding a 59-45 lead. Free throws in. Next one from Williams is up, and that one rattles in. A minute 42 to go. 12-point Minnesota lead, 59-47. Time not on the side of the Badgers now. Battle crosses midcourt, dribbles behind her back. Leitzinger tight on her defensively. 90 seconds to play. Wisconsin not going to foul. Battle swipes away the hand of Leitzinger, then tries a drive, brings it back out. Williams on her now. We'll throw it around to the left side. McKinney for three, no. Rebound tracked down by McCray. A minute 12 to go, but the Badgers trail by 12. Leitzinger launches for three. Too strong, rebound Minnesota. Approaching 1 minute to go. Front court, it's higher. Off to Grahalski, high on the right side. Minnesota's going to go from start to finish without losing the lead here today. 59-47 Gophers right now. Higher for three. Short, into the hands of Jimenez, and a foul. Foul against Minnesota, and that's McKinney. It'll be Wisconsin basketball, fourth team foul against the Gophers, but this one's gonna tick down, 42 seconds to go, and it'll be the Gophers coming out on top, up by 12. Let's see what happens. Porter, front court, screen. Porter goes to Williams, ball fake, falls to the floor. Gets it back out to Porter, launching for three. It's in for 26 seconds. It's a 9-point game. Battle in the backcourt, up ahead to McKinney, crossing the timeline. 20 seconds, McKinney has it high right side. And Wisconsin's gonna back off. Grahalski's gonna hold, and the clock is gonna tick away here. And Minnesota is going to snap a four-game losing streak to Wisconsin. Gophers come into Madison and beat the Badgers by 9. Final score from the Kohl Center, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. And with that loss, the Badgers fall to 10-4 this season. They are now 1-2 in Big Ten play. Minnesota 14-1 this season. They are now 2-1 in the Big Ten. Back-to-back losses in conference play for Wisconsin. Once again, the final score, Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50. Big fourth quarter, not enough here for the Badgers today. They outscored Minnesota 20-10 in the fourth quarter. That first quarter really did them in. We'll talk about how it went down here today. We'll hear from assistant coach Jamie Gleasing as well, and we'll listen to some highlights, get to some scores from around the Big Ten too. Post-game show starts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in the generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. News from the Center, WRCE.
Post-game show underway, 59-50 Minnesota beats Wisconsin this afternoon, joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Jamie Gleasing. Tough one for your team, challenging game today. Marissa Mosley just addressing the fans. I think she used the word challenging, but, you know, right off the start, that was, you had a hole you had to overcome, first 10 points of the game by Minnesota. How'd you see it play out?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we kind of just dug ourselves a hole there in the first quarter, and it really started in transition, and, you know, it was a little bit disappointing just because we tried to learn from that from last game because that really hurt us against Indiana, and so we focused a lot on transition defense, and then just kind of right off the bat, you know, they hit back-to-back threes because we gave it up in transition. So that was a little disappointing to see, and obviously set the tone for them so they're feeling confident, and we got ourselves, like you said, in a 10-0 rut.
So, you know, you take that first quarter away, and the game is much more even after that. In fact, you outscore Minnesota in the second and the fourth quarters. How'd you kind of see it after that first quarter?
Yeah, I mean, they're a great defensive team, and it took us a while to settle in, even though I thought we had a pretty good idea of how they were going to be guarding us. But they just really clogged it up for us, and as a lot of people know that follow us, our post players are our bread and butter, and they were doing a good job of taking that away, and we just need to continue to work on our offense when people defend us like this, but also have the other people around them be more confident, because we have great shooters and capable scorers that I think just, you know, didn't have the confidence in the beginning of this game at least.
Yeah, so when it gets clogged up and they know to focus down low, you're saying that just the rest of the team just has to step up in those situations, I guess, right?
Exactly. And we saw this a little bit last year when people would quadruple team Sarah in the paint, and we're like, hey, we need more shooters. And we have that, you know, with Tess Myers and Nat out there. And Ronnie is very capable as well. So it's really just having them have the confidence to hit down those shots. And then it's going to open up the floor for our post players to do their work in there. But there's other ways that we can attack that as well. And we'll just continue to do that. It's just something that's a little bit new.
You know, one thing that, you know, in that second quarter after, you know, the big deficit in the first, you outscored Minnesota in the second, and You know, Spasovsky comes out there and scores 5 of the 15 points. I thought that was kind of a bright spot for her, and maybe talking about confidence, something that could give her a little bit more confidence.
100%. And we talk all the time about bench players needing to come in and make a difference, whether that's defensively, offensively, whatever it is, come in and give us something positive. And she was relentless out there. And, yeah, she took, you know, not all the shots were great, but she was aggressive, and that's what we needed. Yeah. So it was really good to see that. And that's why she saw the floor for 16, almost 17 minutes, because she at least was out there like, hey, like, let me try to get something going and just being aggressive offensively.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Jamie Gleason. Minnesota 59, Wisconsin 50 here this afternoon at the Kohl Center. Badgers end 2024 with a 9-point loss. Let's take a break, come back, and look at how we got to where we did here today, and a look at the team numbers, too, after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices, more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024.
Fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your local business benefit from reaching thousands of radio listeners in the Metro Milwaukee area? Show your American pride by sponsoring a radio promo celebrating Independence Day, listing city firework displays, and honoring military veterans. If you're a key decision maker for your company and would like to learn more, email your name and number to Lindsay at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us. Happy Independence Day.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
no matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always viewing local athletes. Call 800-968-0993 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Experience the ultimate in snow removal with Cub Cadet snowblowers from McFarland's. Engineered for performance and durability, Cub Cadet snowblowers are designed to make your winter easier. With a wide range of models to choose from, you can find the perfect snowblower to fit your lifestyle. Visit McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City and discover the Cub Cadet difference.
Bailey Painting Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Painting Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Who also secured 8 rebounds for the Golden Gophers. 9 points from Heyer. She was 2 of 6 from the floor. Both shots made were 3-pointers. She also picked up 8 rebounds. 7 points, 6 assists for Tori McKinney. in 32 minutes of action. 7 points off the bench for Annika Stewart in about 9 minutes. She was 2 of 5 from the floor. For the Badgers, two players in double figures, led by Sarah Williams, her fifth straight double-double and her 10th of the season. 16 points and 11 rebounds for Williams. She also came away with 3 blocks. Those 3 blocks then tied Cassie Rochelle for second place on the career blocks list at Wisconsin. So one more block, and then she'll have second place all to herself. And then she's got some work to do after that. Let me check those numbers. After that, trying to chase down Michelle Lohman's total of 253, but we'll see. I think she'll get there. 13 points from Ronnie Porter today. Porter back in double figures for Wisconsin. It's her first game in double figures since November 30th against VCU. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. For Porter. Those are the two players in double figures. Then it was 8 points from Hallie Douglas on 3 of 5 shooting with 2 assists and 3 rebounds. 6 points from Tess Myers. She drilled a couple of threes. That's her second straight game with 6 points and 2 made 3-point shots. 5 points from Spasovsky, all coming in quarter number 2. Natalie Leitzinger goes for 2 points on 1 of 5 shooting. And Carter McCray, 0 for 3, 0 points and 3 rebounds. And for McCray, she had come into today with 6 straight games scoring in double figures. So kind of surprising. She didn't even get on the board at all, but no points, unfortunately, for McCray. She played just about 17 minutes out there today. So Badgers fall 59-50 to Minnesota. We'll take a break, come back, and listen to the highlights of this one next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
.59-50 Minnesota upends Wisconsin here in Madison today. Badgers now 1-2 in Big Ten play, and Wisconsin falls to 10-4 this season. Gophers improve to 2-1 in Big Ten play and 14-1 overall. Unfortunately, a second straight loss now for Wisconsin. Back-to-back Big Ten losses on the road in Indiana and today at home against Minnesota. But there were some bright moments for the Badgers, so let's take a listen to some of the sounds and highlights from today's game. Leitzinger goes to Spasovsky. She'll try at 3 on the left side. And it's nothing but net for Spasovsky. First field goal of the game for Wisconsin. Alley bouncing baseline. Williams quick turnaround shot is in. Watch out. Williams might be heating up now. Steers it over to the left, and Myers return pass to Hallie. 5 on the shot clock. Douglas, top of the key. She'll make a move. Running lane, line left. Up and in with the left hand. Douglas attacks the rack and scores. Here's Battle around a screen, blocked by Williams, and she has it in transition. Bouncing for Porter, got it bounced right back into the hands of Williams. That is her third block of the game, and Williams has now tied Cassie Rochelle for the second most blocks in school history. Douglas all the way to Leitzinger down low, out to Myers in the corner, and the three ball is in. Williams, ball fake, spinning, Big Ten logo, jumper in. Williams starting to take over. Goes to Williams, ball fake, falls to the floor, gets it back out to Porter, launching for three, it's in. For 26 seconds, it's a 9-point game. And there you go, some of the highlights from today's Badger game. Wisconsin falls at home to the Golden Gophers. Up next for the UW, Badgers hit the road. They'll be in Eugene, Oregon to face the Ducks on Saturday with the pregame show starting at 2:10. Tip-off just after 2:30 statewide on the Badger Sports Network. Well, I'd like to thank Easton D'Amelia for his help back in the studio in Jefferson City. John Oddy is saying so long from the Kohl Center in Madison today, where once again Wisconsin falls to Minnesota 59-50. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and a low in the low 20s. For New Year's Day, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid 20s. A partly sunny sky for Thursday and Friday. Nice to have some sun back. Highs 20 to 25. Right now it's 33.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolutions. Join us to ring in the new year.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Anywhere I want to go.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Happy New Year's Eve to us all. Just PS on the board. You folks texting in, calling in, joining us. We do appreciate it, and we will get to the lines as well. Resolutions. I mean, a lot of directions to go, and I'm not a big fan of the whole resolution thing.
Okay.
But you did point out a New York Times article. There's only a few paragraphs in here, so let's throw this out for conversation. And I want to get your take on this. And this is the New York Times, the case for resolutions. Boo! I already don't want to talk about it. Okay, here we go. This is by Lena, Bentahar. This is from just a couple days ago. Does it feel like there's something gauche, maybe a little anachronistic about New Year's resolutions? They run counter to the idea that we should accept who we are, that we should give ourselves grace. Yeah, I like to give myself lots of grace.
I know.
I am like so grace. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? ? It's a question that asks someone to believe they are inadequate. I am most certainly not inadequate. As Lena writes, I get that. My colleague Melissa Kirsch argues that resolutions shouldn't be so grand that we set ourselves up to fail. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's better to admit we won't improve in the new year, a dose of realism with our champagne.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that idea either. No thanks, writes the author, not Dom. I love resolutions, and I love hearing what work other people choose to do on themselves. I think there's a way to do better without believing you are deficient. Mm-hmm. A New Year's resolution is an opportunity to give myself a sense of accomplishment, a gift to the future me.
Uh-huh.
Come on, man. I've begun writing an annual list of things I want to do in the new year. Wow. Who's got the time?
Come on, man. It takes 2 minutes.
It takes 2 minutes to write. I got to figure out. Like, I got to come up with something.
Sure, but you can let that simmer in the background.
I have a plan for a plan.
You have a plan to make concepts of a plan?
Yes, yes. This morning, I want to write my resolutions with you and hopefully convince you to craft your own ideas for self-improvement. Self-improvement? Oh,
yeah,
That subject, self-improvement, is by me, my reaction, is a bookstore section with a million entries. Any real scholarship has looked at how people change or try to. Mm-hmm. There are techniques that work for anyone hoping to make a change, but for me, I follow 3 rules. Mm-hmm. So here's the 3 rules from the New York Times on how to follow through on your resolutions. Here we go. It has to be measurable. It has to be realistic. And you have to want to do it.
Straightforward.
All right. So it has to be measurable. Eat at home more might be a resolution, but it's vague enough that you'll never be accountable. Yeah.
This is our example with Wisco Paul.
That's the point.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not just going to drink less. You're going to reduce by a specific amount. You're going to go down to 2 spotted cows a day.
I'm going to eat at home 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Quantify. Put a number to it. Yes.
Be specific.
I'm a big fan of avoiding accountability, though. You know, especially when it comes to promises I lie to myself about.
That's okay. Dom, if you read through to the end of the article, you will find that that's okay.
That's okay.
That's
all
okay.
Right. All right. Another one. Number 2. It has to be realistic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my resolution, if I were to have one, I'm done with the losing 20 pounds thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow 6 inches. I'm going to grow 6 inches.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go from 5'6" to 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't have to worry about losing weight.
Right.
And I'm going to work really hard at that.
You're going to think really hard.
I'm going to pray really hard.
We're going to give
that.
You lots of sunshine. We're going to get you lots of water.
And milk. Milk makes milk, body, yeah. makes the body grow.
Yeah, sure.
It has to be realistic. There's no way I can exercise for an hour every day for a month. Life gets in the way and everyone needs to rest. But exercise 10 times a month, that's definitely something I can do. Realistic. Okay. I mean, I get mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. You can exercise an hour every day for a month. Oh, come on. You can do that. If you can do 10 days, you can do every day. And I get the rest.
But
if you do leg day, you know, then you step it up with next day you do like back and buys. And then you jump on and do some cardio. And you go back to legs on day 4 or 5. I mean, I'm just saying.
And you can do every day. Yes. Not everyone can do every day.
You have to want to do it.
Yeah. Oh,
now, see, come on. You got to want to do it?
You got to want to do it.
Ah. The truth is, I hate cardio, the author writes, and strength training. Oh, come on. It wouldn't be any good for me to write those down as resolutions because they're just chores. But mm-hmm. I love yoga. It's fun and relaxing. I feel accomplished and confident when I become more flexible. You got to want to do it. Comparing it to a chore. See, that's the hard one for me. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to do it, wouldn't you do it? I mean, that's the thing to do. I mean, aren't these...
Yeah, but life gets in the way, man.
But life always gets in the way.
Why you need to take the time to reflect and really think about what it is that you want to do and how you're going to get there. That's where it comes in, to have it be something measurable, something specific. Making these resolutions, taking the time to think about what you want to do.
Oh, come on.
And then make a plan to move towards it. That's worth something.
In 2025, I'm going to kick more ass and take more names.
Now, be specific, Dominic.
I'm going to kick all the ass and take all the names. I mean, I'm going to kick 5 asses and get 5 asses
names. A day.
I don't know. Okay, so here's what the author wrote down for her resolution. Do yoga for an hour 10 times in 1 month. Now, is that like every month or just a month?
A month.
So if you do it once, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bite your nails for 2 consecutive months. Okay, there's like little habits people mm-hmm. get into. I get mm-hmm. that. See your dentist twice this year. Well, they're supposed to do that anyway. So paint a painting. Is that like
I like that. You know, I like to
create a painting because if... You paint a painting. It seems like to me there's already a painting. You're going to paint on the painting?
Well, I mean, it could be like a paint by numbers. It could be following a painting tutorial. It could just be getting a blank canvas and letting yourself go abstract.
Or throw some paint on a paint.
Or Jackson Pollock.
Right. What else we got here? Ride a roller coaster. Yeah, I love roller coasters. You know, the older I get, it hurts a little more, but I do still love the roller coaster.
Oh, man, I love roller coasters. Yeah.
Front row every time. It's been years since I went to like Great America or something like mm-hmm. that, or what's the one in Ohio, Cedar Point. But find the biggest one, get me in the front, and let's go. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will pay for that extra pass to get in front of the line, because I can go the same ride over and over again without waiting for 6 hours. Let's see. Make a new friend. Ooh, mm-hmm. this one's mm-hmm. going to be hard one. The author writes, making new friends. And then this is interesting. The author writes, then I fold the list up and put it away.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's gone from my life. I don't look at it until the end of the year. This isn't homework. There's no final exam. A new start is more like extra credit. Huh.
Yeah, man.
If I made my list last night at the end of the year, I'll find that I accomplished a lot of what I set out to do. Not everything, of course. I tried to quit biting my nails before, but I haven't yet crossed it off. Yet my resolutions usually work out. Why? Taking the time to think about what you want to do and who you want to be is the hardest part. Yeah, see, so I'm saying, who's got the time? Writing it down sets you up to be mindful of yourself and your goals. The satisfaction of crossing your resolutions off the end of the year, or the self-reflection about why you weren't able to, will motivate you to keep improving.
Mm-hmm.
Best of all, there's no pressure. We have an entire year to work on them. In fact, I can cross off something from my previous list right now, published an article in the New York Times. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well done. I like that one. What's the name here again? This is Lena Bentahar. This is in the New York Times from December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not buying it. I mean, I'm just not
buying
it.
Well, then you know what, Dom?
What's
you
that?
Don't have to make a New Year's resolution.
I haven't in years. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that I would even keep it. You know, the whole, and what bothers me is everyone else's New Year's resolution. All right, just for the record, people, you know, you're not going to lose all the weight in one day, so you don't have mm-hmm. to go to the gym. at 7 o'clock, you know, Thursday morning, and think that you're going to get, you know, you're wrecking my workout, man. Like, I don't even like going to the gym for like the whole month of January because everybody and their brother thinks that, you know, they're going to do the resolution, get up there and lose that weight and get in shape and all those kinds of things. And then they end up, you know, messing my game up because I like to use this machine at this time and that machine at that time when there's lots of people in line. Well, it's a little harder to do that because all you folks with your resolutions, and you know you're not going to keep them anyway. You know you're not going to. How about this workout at a different time? No, it's crazy, though. The gyms are just jam-packed for like a month, and then it's all over.
See, that's why I don't make my resolutions gym-based. I try to make my resolutions more fitness-based, and I will say that every year I have made progress. I've moved forward on those goals, but I know myself. I know my body. I'm never going to be an Olympic athlete. I'm never going to be someone who can work out for an hour every single day. It's just not feasible for me. But you know what I can do?
What can you do?
I can walk around the block every day. I can walk a little bit further every day. Whether that's a couple feet further or a mile further, I can go a little bit more.
But you got to quantify it. You got to, you know, around more, though. Another block, two blocks, another five block. Blocks, 10 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have one? Like the author here has many. One, two, three, like six, seven here. How many? Did you make a resolution this year?
I haven't written down my list yet. I'm actually planning to do that.
Are you a writer of the lister?
Like, I am actually a list writer. Yeah
really? Mm-hmm. See, yeah, I'm not. And my wife's really good at that. Mm. Big reader, big list writer. Me, not so much.
Yeah, one of the things that my husband and I do, we keep a dry erase calendar on our fridge. And at the end of every month, before I erase it, I take a picture of it and save it. And then at the end of the year, we go through it month by month and we go like, oh, that's right. We had this event on this day. Oh, we did that over here and we went here, there. And it's a really good time to reflect as well as to see like, oh, that's right. We actually did make it to the doctor for our yearly checkup. Hey, for us. Hey, we did manage to, you know, pay our taxes on time. We got the house siding redone.
We followed the law.
We followed the law. Look at that.
I mean, I like to keep them nice and simple like that. Like, I'm not going to kill anybody this year.
But then the end part of that is writing down a couple things that we'd like to see ourselves do in the new year. And it doesn't have to be huge. Maybe it's just, you know, I like to journal. I find that it really helps me. It's a centering activity. It helps me put all my thoughts in order. And I don't do it every day. I've had periods of time where I do it every day and I feel really good about it. And then I fall out of practice. So my resolution this year, one of them is going to be to journal at least twice a week. That's something quantifiable. It's something I want to do. It's something that is realistic.
What do you journal about? Like what the day was? I saw
what
a flower.
The day was. I mean, whatever's on my mind at that moment that I feel like I want to preserve for perpetuity.
That's why I got a podcast.
But do you go back and do you listen to
it? No.
Okay, so I go back and I read my journal.
Yeah.
And I get these little snapshots of myself at these different times. And it's like, oh, that's right. I was going through it at that point.
See, I try to forget those things.
But I don't want to forget it because it's a part of me. It's a part of this journey that I'm on.
Should the resolutions, which I didn't hear in this author's comments here, I mean, should you also then give yourself consequences? Hey, if I don't walk the extra five blocks, I got to do X, Y, or Z as punishment? I mean, come on. What is the consequence
fulfilling your... If that's motivating for you, I guess, sure. Personally, I don't think that would be very motivating.
Self-flagellation if I don't walk the block. I was just saying, there's got to be a consequence
Penance.
To it. Penance. Bang my head against the wall for 6 hours. 855-752-4842. How are we doing on time here?
We got a little over a minute.
Oh, okay. We see some callers. Sit tight. We will get back to you. I want to give you an appropriate amount of time, more than perhaps 60 seconds, if that's how much time we really have, Jess. But some of the texters out there, Cam, I see you. Dom's New Year's resolution, grow taller? Yeah! Is 5'9 your old stomping grounds? Hey, you might figure out, man, everything's my old stomping grounds, man.
He's been stomping. He's been around.
I'm just trying to grow. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do is be 6 feet tall, and my weight will be fine. It'll all be good. So we're going to work on that. And is it attainable? I mean, Not that I know
get
of.
Get you some real tall boots.
Is it measurable? Yes, absolutely. Is it something I want to do? Yes. Actually, I'm okay being shorts. It's been fine. I'm okay. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Tell us something good. Tell us your resolutions. Our last segment of the year.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
News from the Center, WRCE.
To the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, the last segment of 2024, if you can believe it. It's kind of weird when I say it. Like, you know, it's always this. I know it's there. It's coming. We're talking about it. I was like, oh, man.
All of a sudden, we're here.
It's going to be 2025 in just a few hours. And boy, I have really, really raised my expectations of myself. I mean, 6 feet tall. Invincible. I mean, kicking ass and taking names. I mean, kicking all the ass and taking all the names because we got to quantify it, of course.
Got to quantify it.
855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, happy New Year's Eve, my friend. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Happy New Year, Dom.
Thanks, man.
Happy New Year, Jeff. I actually started my New Year's resolution already a month ago.
Oh.
Which is, I'm walking and running 10,000 steps a day, which is 5 miles a day.
Good job.
And it's going very, very well. Also,
hang on, let me ask you. And I know you're an athlete, Tom, or at least you were when you were younger. How's the knees, the backs, the joints? How's all that holding up?
Better than it was 10 years ago.
Wow, good for you, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I had a bad back and from playing football and. Now, honestly, I found this physical therapy healer guy, and I'm like, I've never felt better, actually.
Oh, that's great. Love to hear
it. So that's good. And then also that I will definitely be calling in this year to say we need to get money out of politics, and that is the root of all the evil. And also I will announce each time the prices go up, like they got a little alert today from Amazon subscribe and save that my dog food and cat food cans are going up $3 for each one. So that's $6. So I don't know. Maybe it's all those dogs and cats are now living or something like that, that the demand is higher. But Trump taxes are going to be bringing us middle class. And remember, MAGA, nobody in the Trump administration cares about you. Just remember that. No one cares about you. Thanks, Dom.
Right on, Tom. Thank you, brother. Have a wonderful new year. Best to you and the family as well. 855-752-4842. Nope, no resolutions. I got nothing. I mean, what I should do is, you know, do the dry thing. So, Steph, my wife, on a dietary challenge thing for the gym and stopped drinking for like 30 days and did a cleanse and ate very well and measured the food, did all that, and never really went back. I mean, she just wasn't a drinker and hasn't really missed it. And as we've traveled here and there, went to Italy, she had a glass of wine, you know, something like that. But go to Ireland and had a Guinness, but not like the Wisconsinite, you know, going home having a couple, getting all the what is the time now? It's the old fashions, man. It's now is the time for the old fashions, and to get a good old fashioned too. I mean, I'm a connoisseur. I'm a connoisseur. And I like a proper old, you know, muddled with the Luxardo cherries, you know, and the good booze and not too much sweet, maybe a press, you know. So she never really got back into it. So it's been it's been interesting. I've had a driver for years. It's just like, and she busts my chops once in a while. It's like, are you driving tonight, right? Because, you know, she gets after a couple. Why would I, you know, even risk it, honey? Yeah, you never had any, so why not? Well, that's you can lean on that a little too much. So I should you know, party a little bit less.
Maybe.
But we'll see about that. I'm gonna party.
Maybe you can try a dry January.
Like the whole month.
Yes, the whole month.
Tom from L.A., old fascist or old fashioned? Maybe a little bit of both, man. Jess, you got something good for the last segment of the day? Something to start the new year with, to motivate everyone.
One of my best friends since forever just brought home today two little kittens.
Aww.
They're about 5 months old, and their names are Scully and Mulder.
Yes, X-Files, love it.
And they're just the cutest little things. And they are going to motivate her to, you know, get a more of a established routine because, you know,
You're going to need to. You now have responsibilities. Hey, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Jess P. It's been a hell of a year. It's been a lot of fun these last few months. Appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, man.
Thank you to all of our fair audience, all of our guests throughout the years. It's been an absolute blast. We still got a lot going on here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Pete Schwabba, Nightlight, coming up next, I believe, for an hour. And then celebrating the new year, Lou Vergani, if you've never heard this cat, he plays out on Sunday mornings. He does the show The Music of the Stars on Civic Media. He's going to bring us into the new year in style from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. New Year's Day. Lou's got the groovy tunes for the groovy new year. And Lou's a great guy. He does a great show. So you want to hear some music, listen to the radio, turn on Lou. It's going to be fantastic. Folks, have a safe and happy new year. Best of our interviews tomorrow. Check that out. That's going to be good as well. Back live in the seat on Thursday. Happy New Year, everyone. We'll see you next year. For the sake
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matinair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's 2025 in South Africa. People celebrating the new year watching fireworks in Johannesburg. In New York City, many thousands in Times Square for the ball drop, including ABC's Mike Dubusky.
It's 12 feet in diameter and nearly 12,000 pounds. This is the sixth iteration of the ball, outfitted with LED lighting and 2,600 Waterford crystals.
First Times Square ball drop was in 1907. A team of U.S. investigators, including from Boeing, have examined the site of a Sunday jetliner crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. That nation's ordered safety inspections on all Boeing 737-800 planes operated by South Korean Airlines. Homicides across the U.S. will post a third straight year of declines, according to preliminary data from cities across the country. In New York, a man is in stable condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks. In Manhattan, police have made an arrest. This is ABC News.